thank the Lord for bringing us again under His presence. So yeah, brother Kai, and I'm seeing my mom and the children of God, and I'm proud of that. So the very thing I bet it. Yeah, okay. Amen. I'm very happy to be here today. And yet, the Biana, you need an opportunity like this to stand in front of the church and proclaim God's words. So when it happens like this, it is not easy to stand in front of the church and preach, but when you're given such an opportunity, you have to grab it because you don't know what kind of blessings that follows it. So I'm thankful that I'm here today. As the Bible says from Psalms 122 verse 1 says that I was glad when they said unto me that let us go to the house of the Lord. So I hope that you're glad that you are here in the house of the Lord. I think our brother has already mentioned something about a theme that we are using today. It says that the blessing of hearing and obeying God's voice in my youthful age. I think if we hear this particular theme, the assumption is that if you hear and if you obey God's voice, there is some sort of blessings that comes along with it. I think we all can agree on that one. So, we tie nyankopon ne na oyɛ ye wo shell so oyɛ na. In chira die chira ade. So that means hearing is very important. So for my message today, I want to emphasize more on how to hear God's voice and also say something about how we can obey God's voice in order to be able to benefit from His blessings.
Amen.
Amen. And usually when we talk about this particular theme, like hearing and obeying God's voice, one of the personalities or the prophets in the Bible that comes to mind is Samuel. The story about Samuel. When you read the gospel, when you read 1 Samuel chapter 3 going, if somebody can read it really quickly, and I will take certain points out of this particular message, and I'll break it down so we all can understand how we can hear God's voice. Amen.
Amen.
Samuel, now, before Samuel, the sum of Rade, Eliadim, now Rade, ask him who he is not another moon. Now, this is what you know, and Tama. Now, a brand new moon, if I said that we are Avi Dalida Breno, and so none of me, if we are see a you, no moon at ye. Now, we are going to go to Kenya in Yenu. Now, somewhere that Rade has on the moon, dear, we are going to go to see you. And I already fresh somewhere. Samuel, now say, Minnie. Now, two minutes ago, every time I catch there, they say, Minnie. Now, old friend. Now, also, I said, and frail, son of Kodak. Now, Kodak, now you got a friend with you. And Samuel, sorry, call every in chain. Kubusa, they said, old friend, Minnie. Now, say, men frail. Now, say, men frail, meba. Now, son of Kodak. And so now Samuel in Yemun Eurade. Now Onya any Eurade as an ancient. Now Eurade calls of Fred Samuel, yeah, it also Mienza. Now Soliko any chair for can't say, Mini, now old Fremmy, and not any who say, Eurade, now refrain of Ram. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So from this particular message, there are two points that I want to talk about.
Amen.
First of all, Samuel was called three times. It was until the third time that Eli was able to realize that it was God who was calling Samuel. And he told Samuel exactly what to say so that the Lord could speak to Samuel. Now, when I was reading this message, one thing that I was really wondering, or I found very interesting, was that Samuel has been living with Eli all this time. And if you read the Bible, it says that Eli, his sight was not good, not seeing any. So definitely, Obia Leni, Eya said it here. Say, Ohia Bibia, definitely be first Samuel and I'm one. And you know, it was said, and it's possible, say, Samuel or recognizing Eli's voice. So how come when God called Samuel, then I didn't go ahead and say Eli, their friend? Does that mean Samuel couldn't distinguish between the voice of God and Eli? I mean, Samuel is supposed to be able to distinguish between the two, right? I mean, and probably they say yeah, Jim said Namini and Kasana Ayana. We expect the voice will be very loud and bona and stronger. And I agree that every time. And I said, yeah, then from a ball, and there is echo at the background and all of that. I don't think that's what happened. Because if that's what happened, then definitely someone would have noticed that, okay, this voice is different from Eli's voice. Amen.
Amen.
The point that I'm trying to stress here is that the Lord speaks to us. But if we are expecting the voice to be in a certain kind of way, if it's we are expecting it to come in a lightning form or in a more dramatic format, then we probably might not understand God's voice.
Yes.
But I'm praying, I think say your expected voice need to be somehow very different. Now, the excuse the Bible gave about why Samuel went here to Yakupon and you know. So who really verse 7 now? Well see, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. So, if I chose some of them as my Bible, they can't even tell somewhere. Now, the first thing we say, I want to say, how a bear possible say, Samuel, because we did from the beginning now, Samuel now was shed, Elias, or when you go point, I saw it there. So definitely, no, not your church and your mom, I saw it there more. So I didn't think that the Bible is saying, it's not only me, amen. Is it possible, say, yes, we come to church all the time. Yeah, we sing and we preach the gospel and everything, but we do not know God?
Yes.
I think it's very possible because it happened to Samuel. So the point that I'm trying to make is, it is very possible that we might be in the church, but yet we will not know God. Yet you haven't seen a bath, sorry. You're too tight. But we shouldn't be discouraged. Because there is hope. Because when you read the Bible, even when someone didn't know God, no, God chose to speak to him.
Amen.
So even if we are not, even though we are not perfect in God, even though we don't have our act together, even though once in a while we falter, we do things that we're not supposed to do, God still knows us.
Hallelujah.
And he still speaks to us.
Amen.
So we should try and hear God's voice because God speaks to us all the time. And yet, Sibia or Sofu and I say, your position in the church, you know, and I identify or say, because something very interesting is that when the Lord spoke to someone, the prophet was there. And what the Lord told someone, it was about the prophet.
Yeah.
So, interestingly, you know, God chose someone to give him a message concerning.
Amen.
Amen. I think that you've all got my point.
Yes.
So the point that I'm trying to make is, we being, especially say young people in Eoha, and my young one said, oh, now, two and a half years say, oh, maybe I say, maybe I'm still young. I have all the time ahead of me, or whatever you want to call it. And my young one said, yeah, you're old and you're coping it. I've been found so, I've been here.
Hallelujah.
So, I would like to continue by reading something from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. And from this verse, when I was reading it, I was able to somehow identify certain points that will help us to really hear God's voice, or how we can prepare ourselves to hear God's voice. I think Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, I think. Amen. Amen. First part, you know. Well, see, I don't know exactly in the tree, you know, but so if I'm supposed to put it in general words, all he's saying is, Obey, you're very quiet. It's like when the security man or a watchman is guarding a house, when say on quiet day, say oh, say the obiabe when say on any if you usually go up, but you're very quiet. So key number one, no? So Obey, I want you to jot it down. But see, when normally when you want to communicate with God, you have to be really quiet because you want him to speak to you, right? Amen. So if you're talking and he's talking, you probably might not understand what he's saying. And you know, you have to be really quiet. So when we read that verse, you know, key number one of us what Shannon said, when you want to communicate with God, be quiet. He said, what you might say, or share, if you know. And the second one is, look for vision as you pray. And the opportunity is that you have to fix your eyes. But may try explaining how you can really communicate with God according to the message and how it's saying, you know. Also, the moment that you are quiet and you open someone in your book pointing and get home. Also, when you're at a Quran, in your mind, you know, you have to fix your eyes on God. Also, your mind, you know, but near the your eyes must be open. You have to have some kind of vision connected to it. And the third one, he says, this is very interesting because that means that when God is speaking to us, it doesn't follow any format. It happens spontaneously. So usually, sometimes, all of a sudden, that thought be bouncing and go on. And and all of a sudden, you hear on the news that something happened at that place. I don't know, saying, you know, if you go through that. It happens spontaneously. Usually, it comes as a thought. And the reason why I'm emphasizing on this is we want to receive God's blessing, right? If you see a team, sometimes the Lord can even speak with you by giving you a brilliant idea. Sometimes, if you take the necessary steps, that's it. With the year, Juma, maybe I know we did one.
Amen.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Usually, it's going to be like, I want you to go to the street and proclaim God's words. Usually, the Lord will speak to you by giving you an idea. If you are, say, ready, this and this is what I want to do in my life. If I say, I feel your head, may start a business, and I say, may be, say, the bear, I'm going to make my coming. And as you try to think about, you pray about this, and you think about things that you can do, sometimes the Lord can speak to you by giving you a very brilliant idea. But sometimes when you don't think that it is the Lord speaking to you, we'll take action and you miss out. So we have to be really careful about that. And the fourth point is saying that then the Lord said, record the vision. What should record it? The vision. No? And I will explain why it is important to record visions. And I said, the reason why you have to record it. And the reason is very simple. The reason is that If the Lord speaks to us and it really, really touches our heart, you have to really write it down. And it's not, I think, and it's a bit more how more diary, no? Like they record stuff. Because sometimes when you go back to this diary and you try to read all the things that, the thoughts that came into your mind at that time when you wrote it, it helps you to reflect on the voice of the Lord. It helps you to know which actions that you have to take in order to actually, you know, harvest the blessing that actually it is within the command that God has given you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And I wouldn't take too much time. The last part that I want to emphasize on is more based on how we can obey God's voice. Say, Nyakupo, wani ye kasa. Yakwa ye befa suede. If you know about the story about the Israelites when they were in Egypt, unse Nyakupo na uyinu edi echile Moses. Ewo esire nso. Yabwa. Kachi nse. Kwa neko kachire. Kachire Pharaoh. And I say kachire Israelites. Empenifu. Nse. Minye rati. I think we have to read something from the Bible on this one. When you read Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. Amen. Lord made a promise to the Israelites. Said, baby, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to tell you. If I say, you feel me, you know, come here. Yeah. So if you compare the situation now, that Israelites are more than any baby, you're ready to do a more corner. I can move in. So, sir, thank you. And to me, I'm going to get a lesson. So if the Lord says nipa we meshira na again we dey hun say nipa e yeshira in yeye ni party bi mu no. Sometimes when we see somebody and a person is able to feed him or herself enough to feed other people, you suppose nipa ko re dey yeshira ba so who ona so on dey obeti cry dey onya, you can say oh nipa we dey there je ho chi. He has an abundance. Now I have all this promise. The Israelites. And so still, no. I think we all know the story. They were not able to obey God to benefit from all this blessing. So is it possible, say, Now we chill, and that's what my will be back. Now, so still, why are you saying, oh, But you're not willing to do what you have to do to. It is very strange, I think. Because if you really know what the Lord is about to do in your life, and you still choose not to do what the Lord tells you to do. If you read the Bible, this point is very important because I think it really emphasizes on how we can actually obey the Lord. And I say, of course, after 40 years, you know, they were able to go to the promised land. But So if you read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
Now, what can't and send Pano actually yen say one other? Then, so when Yan and Sema will see Yan home and Faso, if he said, and each year, Amfra, one hour tea, you amen.
Amen. So, we can hear the voice of the Lord, and maybe it's made a cut and send the day be a day, after him, but see, I'm fudgy dear day. And come on. It ain't me, Yajuma. Because the theme is hearing and obeying God's today. God's voice in our youthful age. And what? In some passes, in your full point, it cannot send me chill. That's a two or soon. There's one vegetarian there, and some more. Definitely, no. You falter. So, the secret to obeying God's commandments, and they say, I brought assembly there, but to us, you will have faith, say, the radia castle obey them. Obey them. And no one obey them. Because the moment now, when you see faith, and as you think, say, this is just one of those things, no? You start to fumble whenever you find yourself in temptations. And I'll say something whenever the going gets tough. Because if you read the Bible, and you upon like actually David said, well, we're gonna be here on hand enough. No peanut. We'll be at someone who point that can't find one, you know. We'll all cry then. When you're so happy about that, we'll be your bell power. He's always trying to then bring your spirit down. And then I saw why then I'll find you David. As we need to know. So it's easy for you to, you know, be a little bit worried or a little bit shaky, especially when you know that you're supposed to be a successful person in life, but then you're going through difficult times and difficult challenges. So you start to think that, okay, I'm rather cry, that's a more kind of graveyard. But the Lord is always with us.
Amen.
The Lord is always with us, and it's very important that we have to really understand this. The same thing happened to Joseph. When Joseph had a vision that said, when he told his brothers, that we don't make jealousy at them. And we all know what the brothers did to Joseph. So there are a lot of things in your life. You have to really have faith because we've got a lot of difficulties. We shouldn't make the mistakes that once we receive the prophecy said we are going to succeed or things are going to be fine in our lives, it's going to happen straight away. Sometimes you have to go through certain challenges to prepare you for that particular time. Because you never grew higher, but they lost it because they were not prepared to receive the blessing. Sometimes, who had a blessing, you could say it came too soon. They were not prepared mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to deal with the kind of blessing that they had. So, sometimes the challenge is not you go through, the Lord is preparing you for the blessing. You just have to have faith and be patient and wait on to the Lord. Now, Emma, no one will say, right here, ask them what come. Amen.
Amen.
I hope, sir, I'm trying to be very clear.
Yes.
So, to summarize all the things that I've said, first of all, God talks to us every day. If we are expecting that the Lord's voice is supposed to be some sort of dramatic voice that comes out of the clouds and the thunder is striking and all of that, it's not going to happen. That's not how the Lord spoke to Samuel. As a matter of fact, the voice of God and the voice of Eli was so similar that Samuel, three times when God called him, he wasn't able to distinguish between the two. So the voice of the Lord is very similar to maybe the voice that you hear me speaking right now. So all you have to do is be attentive. Be attentive and you will hear God's voice. And when you hear God's voice, if you know that it's God who is speaking to you, you have to have faith that what the Lord has said is true. And with faith, you'll be able to what? Obey. Because when you read Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says that faith comes by hearing. So if you're wondering how you should have faith, it's about hearing the word of God. And not just hearing the word of God, but hearing it consistently. And that is why it is important that sometimes when the message comes like this, you write it down. Because if you have it on paper, or if you have it recorded somewhere, you can reflect on it whenever you feel like you want to reflect on it. So I send it by, and I want you to be here. Anytime you go through, you go and reflect on the word. Because that's the only way you can sustain your faith. If you're not hearing the word, you will not have faith. And if you don't have faith, you cannot obey. And if you cannot obey, you cannot enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.